Shanti. The song was very much about Brahma Baba. You heard the refrain. The one who has yoga with God, Brahma Baba, Yogeshwar. And the Murali today is totally on the lyrics of the song, on the basis of the Murali. Because at various times it picked up various things from the Murali. But today's Murali is about Mansa Seva, to serve through the mind. And Baba saying, you've learned how to keep yourself very busy with service, but generally it's service through words. You make plans and you do so many different things, and yes, it's very good that you're doing all of this, but in order to be more effective and to use time, expense, energy in the best possible way, let it be that you're having two types of service simultaneously. Whatever you do through words, that's fine, but also through the power of the mind. And when you learn to serve through the mind, then you're serving yourself and you're serving the world. So it's two things that happen simultaneously. It means that when I wish to serve through the mind, first I have to serve my mind. I have to clean it out. Mansa Seva puts across both these ideas. I'm serving my mind, but then I'm serving through my mind. And so, how do I serve my mind so that it's an effective instrument that Baba can then use to serve through the mind? And Baba saying, let the mind be filled with nothing but good wishes, pure thoughts, good feelings, good wishes for all. And so serving my mind, I have to do a lot of cleaning. This is a Murali that Baba spoke in 89. And Baba's reminding us that he gave us that homework 2 years earlier, and then we had an extra year in which Baba didn't come, so that extra year was further time to practice. And so serving the mind, and Baba's been talking about it for a very long time, and of course in recent Muralis we've been hearing about waste thoughts and how waste thoughts are what interferes in being able to clean the mind and make it a good instrument that Baba can use. And actually, as I was reflecting on the Murali today, I was also aware that Baba often says, last, go fast. And I'm thinking that it's a period now in which those who've come through Zoom, through other activities in the last couple of years, they have a chance now to catch up on all the Muralis that Baba has spoken. And so the Muralis of the 80s and the fresh Muralis that we're now hearing, it's also revision. And so we've heard in the last few holiday days, we've heard several Muralis on the whole subject of letting the mind become clean and pure and powerful. And so really, you don't miss anything at all in terms of the study. Baba's given everybody everything. But also, of course, now what's happened is that you have access to all the teachers from across the world. There's never been a time like this before. It started, of course, 2020, and then continued through 2021, and let's see what 2022 brings. But certainly the access to all the teachers across the world and all the teachers in Bharat also, everything's become so easy now, and you really get the best of everything at this moment. And so yes, definitely, everything available for everyone, so that nobody can say that, but I missed out on something. And those of us who've been with Baba decades, we also have a chance to reflect and see, well, I must have heard this Murali at that time or read it. And then what did I do with it? To what extent did I use it in my life? And so benefit for all. Baba always says, it should never be just benefit for you alone, but whatever it is you do, whatever it is that Baba does, it's benefit for all. And so today's Murali again is teaching us how to be able to serve through the mind. And at the same time, Baba's not saying don't use words. I'm underlining that because I know that a few people then sometimes say, well, I can just sit in yoga day and night. But that's never been what Baba did. And so if you're following the Father, then the example is always Brahma Baba. So what did Brahma Baba do? Yes, he slept very few hours, but it was a deep sleep, so that it wasn't that he was tired through the day. But within those few hours, mind and body were refreshed, and the extra time was time spent in yoga, early morning, but also then through the day, keeping an elevated stage of consciousness, and through that, then doing everything that was needed to be done on the physical level. And so, Baba was saying, do both things together. Serve through the words, make the plans, and do everything that you need to do, but also make sure that the power that souls are experiencing is because you're creating that atmosphere through the power of your mind. And of course, that's then homework for the whole day. What are the thoughts that are coming, and to what extent can I really put a full stop to waste thoughts? Baba's given us many different realizations about why waste thoughts come. But I remember there was one particular year when there were lots and lots of sessions, classes, Baba's Murali on the whole subject of waste thoughts through the season, February and March, that was the season at that point. And Daddy, of course, was also meeting individuals and groups from Bharat, from abroad, and then afterwards the teachers. So she understood everything, not just on a subtle level, but exactly what it is the family was going through. And when she came back in April, she usually used to do that, then in April we asked her the question, Daddy, you've been thinking about this, talking about this, helping people. What are the main causes of waste thoughts? And her answer was ego and attachment. It comes up, of course, in the Muralis, but it was very interesting hearing her practical experience of having talked to literally thousands of people through that period. And so yes, when my ego gets a bit bruised, I, and why didn't they follow my idea, why didn't they listen to me, I, whatever, whatever, wasn't given enough regard, they should have given me more respect, they didn't give me love, they didn't have, you know, the whole story. So ego, and that brings a huge amount of waste thoughts, and the other one, attachment. My, whatever is my. And the word my gets gets used in so many, many, many different ways all the time, all the time. So, big ones, attachment to my property, attachment to my house, attachment to my position. These things maybe we identify very quickly. But what are the other little things in which we say, my? And it carries then the label, this belongs to so and so. The story in India is that of when somebody was leaving their home and they were carrying their stick. And this was a person who was leaving his home to go off into sannyas renunciation, and he was carrying his stick. And the wife who was being left behind called out and said, but if you're letting go of everything, how come you're still carrying that stick? And so it made him realize leaving means letting go of everything. And so at this moment in Sangam Yuga and at the beginning of the year and also the beginning of Baba's month, a time to see what is it that I still consider to be my and mine, and to what extent am I ready to let go of all of that, so that then really I don't use the word my. With Adi Prakash Muni we learned something very interesting. She never used the word I. Many of you knew her very well. She would come into the classroom and said, Aaj Dadi ko sankalp aaya. Today, Dadi had a thought. And it wasn't, I had a thought. It was, the soul is here and Dadi is here, detached. Dadi had the thought. Or, Dadi did this. Dadi did the other. And so that inner stage of detachment from I and mine. And so it was very clearly visible. Of course, in all the daddies, nothing is mine. When daddy used to be in India, and she'd come back and say, have you been using the sitting room? We'd say, no daddy, we haven't. It's your sitting room. She said, mine? It's not mine. So just nothing, nothing, nothing. Prabhupada used another expression, to burn all the accounts of the past. Hisab kitab. The word in Hindi is hisab, account, and then kitab, book. So all my karmic accounts are noted in a book. The idea comes within Western mysticism also, that there's a book up there in which everything's being noted. And of course, in fact, everything's being noted here also, but it's also being fixed within the drama. And so Baba's saying, finish your accounts and burn the books. Finish them completely. So that then you're free, you're clear, and in that state then, yes, truly, you can be karmatit. But also Baba's saying, do it now, so that then you can be a clean, clear instrument for Baba. So again, a morally to reflect on, to experiment with and practice. And today, short class because we've got many other things happening. So I'm going to invite Jim and Rikaben to come up and share a reflection. It's still only the second day of the new year, so New Year, Happy New Year to those who I haven't met yesterday, and have a wonderful, happy, healthy and holy New Year, a full year and beyond.